Efforts to improve roadway safety are intensifying in response to a nationwide surge in fatal bicycle crashes resulting from a collision with a motor vehicle. Joining me to make sense of the Governor's Highway Safety Association report is Randy Labasso, Communications Director at the Philadelphia Bicycle Coalition. Randy, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Now, it seems that for many years there was a decline in the number of bicycle fatalities, and then in the most recent year the numbers are available, 2015, a surge. What are some of the variables that might account for that?
So I think that any time you have a surge in people riding bicycles, you're going to see just a larger number of people getting injured and, unfortunately, fatalities on a bicycle.
So indeed, increased bicycle use, more miles on the road, is leading to greater opportunities for, unfortunately, a collision.
Sure. Since 2010 especially, we've seen a huge increase in bicycling, not only in Philadelphia, but across the entire nation. It's well known that in most major cities now, bicycling is a normal means of transportation to get to work, to get to school. And so you're seeing, unfortunately, more opportunities for people to get injured as they are riding the bikes.
And indeed, the study indicates that some 70% of these fatalities do take place in urban areas. Is that percentage, though, increasing?
I believe it is, yes. However, in Philadelphia, we have not seen the same increase as they've seen across the country in a lot of other cities. I think part of that has to do with the fact that we have had this bare-bones bicycle infrastructure. We were one of the first cities to have a real set of bike lanes back in the 90s installed under Mayor Rendell. And our streets, you know, they are small. People cannot go as fast as they can in a lot of other major cities.
People, and both bicyclists and cars?
Exactly, yeah. We have a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. New York had a huge campaign to get their speed limit down to 25 miles an hour recently. There are certain streets in Center City. The lights are timed, so you can't really go more than 20 miles an hour. So I think some of these variables have really helped us get through this surge in fatalities.
By way of solution, the report offers what they call the three E's, and you're focusing so far on the first one, which they call engineering or infrastructure, but the others are education and enforcement. Where does Philadelphia stand in that regard?
Philadelphia and the Bicycle Coalition are focused on the three E's, but there are different ways to kind of look at that. So we, the Bicycle Coalition, has been pushing for something called Vision Zero for a long time, for the city to adopt this idea, which is basically using those three E's to get all traffic deaths in the city. And it sounds a little crazy when I say it, but to get them all down to zero. So our goal is to have zero people in cars, zero people walking, zero people in bicycles dying on the streets or getting severely injured.
And what are some of the ways to get close to that ultimate goal?
I mean, obviously, education is a big part of it. People need to know the rules of the road. A big one that we see, the people on bikes see, that a lot of people don't realize because it's a relatively young law, is the four-foot passing rule. So in Pennsylvania, it is illegal to pass someone on a bicycle if you cannot provide 4 feet to get around them. On a lot of Philadelphia streets, especially these tiny colonial streets, it's impossible to get by somebody if you are without giving 4 feet.
Do you find that the Kenney administration is as receptive as previous iterations in terms of advancing a safer environment for bicyclists, pedestrians, and cars?
Jim Kenney pledged 30 miles of protected bike lanes when he came into office, and he pledged to create a Vision Zero platform. His administration has hired a complete streets director, and that person, along with the Office of Transportation and Infrastructure Systems and other people in the administration, they are working on a series of recommendations and a report that should come out, I believe, in the fall. So he has been receptive. It is difficult, though, in Philadelphia as the mayor to say you want this and therefore it's going to happen because our legislative branch has similar executive powers over their districts that allow them to negate any kind of bicycle infrastructure that may go in and other things. But that's the one I'm focused on.
Randy, thanks for presumably pedaling over here, and be safe getting where you're going next.
Thanks for having me.
Randy Labasso, Communications Director at the Philadelphia Bicycle Coalition.